Today on the God Pod,
a complaint was filed in Florida to ban the Bible for being too woke.
Wow.
The book contains several prohibited topics, including incest, bestiality, and the repercussions of slavery. And quite frankly, I agree. Let's ban it.
Let's do it.
I align more with Batman, and you align more with Joker.
That makes sense. No, this makes sense.
And Batman is extremely emo, just like me.
Yeah, Batman has a ton of followers on Facebook as well.
So, Psyche, you met him. Were you a guest on his show?
No, I was not a guest on his show.
Was he nice to you?
Very nice.
So he was very nice to you, the hot goddess, but he was very standoffish and rude to Moses, the ancient Jew.
To an old Jew.
I see what it is. Hi everyone, God here. You're listening to the God Pod. I'm here today with my pals. What's up, gang?
What's up, yo?
Yo.
We got a full house tonight. We got Psyche.
Woohoo!
My therapist is here.
Yes.
Satan is here.
Yeah, get to the real person that's here.
And back for the second episode in a row is Moses.
Stole it.
Hell yeah.
Stole it.
Hell yeah.
Stole it. Wow.
Satan loves stealing anything, and especially if people steal from him.
Did not see that coming. Well, yeah, Moses was back on Monday, but we didn't really get a chance to really shoot the shit because we had a guest.
Who was the guest?
Nicole Thurman.
Paul
comedian,
McCartney.
TV writer yeah. And actress extraordinaire. Voice of Jabberjaw.
What's so funny is Satan wasn't here, so he doesn't know, but Jesus filled in for you last week.
Ooh, that's right.
How'd he do?
And we had a great episode, I'm not going to lie. It was really fun.
Okay, don't. You know,
it was really Disney-centric, very fun. Mm-hmm. But we were saying that there's like two separate shows. Like, Satan, we're not part of the other show.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, we're not part of the Monday show. It's just, it's like, there's guests. What?
Have you seen Severance yet, Satan?
Didn't know that.
Huh?
Have you seen the show Severance yet?
Oh, yeah, no.
It's like, she's like, they have guests on the other show? What? They get muffins?
We're like, we're B grade.
Oh, 100%. You know what I mean? We're the wild really stepchild loose. Family.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this, he's like, wow, Friday's fun. And you guys are like very loose. And excuse me? He's like, I'm following the rules. What do you want from me?
Well, you know, on Monday we have guests.
Basically, that's the only difference.
I don't know why. It's hard to book guests. You know, it's amazing if we get any at all.
Yeah. Well,
so
we're
I feel
here.
Like with you, Satan, with you, Psyche, you can just Jabberjaw all day long.
Yeah, we're talkers.
Yeah. We're so gossipers.
I don't feel we're like gossip. It's right to constrain either one of you.
A guest would not survive. We'd eat them alive here.
Exactly. The guest is like trying to get a word in, and Satan's over here
talk.
Like, rawr. But Moses, the reaction from the patrons has been seismic.
Wow.
Good.
I'm
here. They didn't say good things.
I'm here to disappoint and let them all down. He's back.
No,
what's up?
They miss your voice more than anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they miss Conspiracy Corner with Moses, so we're going to do that today.
Well, I was about to say, I hope they just miss the voice because they don't see him. So.
Oh, right. That's true. Well, yeah.
They get his personality from his voice. And so,
well, yeah.
Right, listener, we got a Conspiracy Corner with Moses here for you today, listeners. We've also got, they're also requesting Word of the Week.
Word of the Week. Yeah, I'll have to get back into that. The
Maybe
Word
we'll save that
week.
For the Monday show.
Yeah.
Saved nothing for Monday.
you laugh, but sometimes that's, okay, we're confusing the listeners also because what we record on Monday comes out on Thursday and what we record on Friday comes out on Monday. So
we're actually
the Monday fucking show.
Insane.
Dear listener, I'm so sorry. Our top story, Florida activists petition schools to ban the Bible for depictions of rape, bestiality, and other atrocities
Hell.
In Florida. Yeah,
this is what I'm talking about.
a complaint was filed in Florida to ban the Bible for being too woke.
Wow.
The book contains several prohibited topics, including incest, bestiality, progressive social programs, and the repercussions of slavery. And quite frankly, I agree. Let's ban it.
You can't win. No one can win.
Well, you know, as long as they're banning books for being too outrageous. Have you read the Bible, folks? I have. And man, it does not. It's like HBO's Game of Thrones. It does not wait a second to really be like, whoa, decapitations, huh? Okay.
Right.
He fucked both his daughters, huh? Okay.
This guy who tried to do this reminds me of the Joker.
Oh, based on his looks? Like, why?
Because, you know, like, he's really trying to upset society.
Yeah, he's in his Joker phase.
Oh.
Like, you try to ban a book about something else, nobody bats an eye. But the moment somebody tries to ban the Bible, everybody loses their minds.
Everybody just loses their minds!
Oh, that was good, God.
he looks like someone very familiar, like, and I can't place who it is.
He looks like he works on Bar Rescue.
Brian Dennehy. No. Yeah, he looks very relatable. Anyway, good job, dude. I doubt that this will have any traction with the school boards. Or whoever it is that's deciding to ban books.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what? I like a Joker move. I like a Joker power move.
I wish I had thought of
this. You know, it's a move.
I saw Batman Dark Knight, and I was like, that should be my aesthetic. I really missed out on.
Really? Yeah. That's the vibe you're going for.
I wanted to. It'd be so cool.
Can you imagine Satan just wearing like a nurse's outfit? Just banging on like a little thing to make a hospital blow up.
I could.
See, that's the you can picture it for sure.
Yeah,
I can so picture it. It makes sense.
I tried watching the new Batman.
I don't want to picture that.
Moses, come on.
I don't. I
close your eyes and think about it.
I have a child now. I can't do that anymore. That's my excuse for everything. I have a baby now.
Can't be looking at photos of Satan in a nursing outfit.
I did try to watch the new Batman. Has anyone tried to see that? The Batman?
Yeah, I loved it. Oh my gosh, we agree on a movie.
So I'm assuming climate change wasn't involved.
No.
And Leonardo DiCaprio didn't break up with anybody in the movie.
What?
No, none of those things that I can remember.
The fact that you agree on it, it's not Don't Look Up. Okay.
Oh, it's not Don't Look Up. You know, I now, before you go any further,
I'm only half an hour into it. I'm taking it 10 minutes at a time.
No, I won't say
that. Why would you?
Wait, what?
I find it hard to listen. Listen, the audio on these newfangled movies, okay, they make the talking so low that you can't follow what they're saying. And then they make the explosions like, boom, boom, boom. And so I have to read it with captions because I can't understand what it is that they're saying.
No, I didn't think Robert Pattinson would be a good Batman. And I really wasn't about it at first. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, he makes the perfect Batman in this particular
film. Isn't he basically an emo Batman? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm half an hour in, so I'm qualified to speak on this. The premise for this movie, Moses, is what if Kurt Cobain was Batman?
Hell yeah.
Interesting.
Something in the way.
He's emo. He's early 2000s emo, though.
It's okay to eat fish because they don't have any feelings, Moses.
But he's still, bulked up. He's, like, big dude. And I think that Zoe Kravitz is amazing. He's, like, a big dude. I think that the, who's in it that's amazing is John Turturro.
Whoa, he's in it, too? Wow.
He's amazing.
He is great.
I think that Colin Farrell does the best job as the Penguin.
Oh my gosh,
you have no idea.
He's so funny. And so the movie for me was tens, absolute 10 out of 10 moments, and then 6 out of 10 moments. But you love the 10s so much that the 6s felt
right.
Like they played for comedy.
Colin Farrell is the Penguin. Wow.
But I will say it's very emotional.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's Nirvana.
Yeah. It's way more emotional than the others.
Moses, have you not even seen this? Have you heard of this?
I've heard of the Batman. I heard that, the Twilight kid, he's Batman. Yep. But we have not ventured out to see it. Because I have
Moses
a baby.
Moses has been wandering the desert.
Yeah, we've been wandering.
No, at home. You can watch it at home. Right. HBO Max.
I think we will watch it at, what is it, like 3 or 4 hours or something? Like, it's a pretty long movie.
It's like ridiculous. It's like 8 hours.
8 hours, right.
No, right. Wasn't that bad. Was it? Was it, Satan?
That's why I'm taking it 10 minutes at a time.
But I will say, it's what's so amazing about that film is that it's so real and it seems like not... It doesn't seem like the other ones where it's like ridiculous, right? The superhero characters.
It was even more gritty.
So real.
It was
it's
even
scary.
More like this is available technology.
No, it's like this could this has happened to us. Like these kinds of like terrorist things, right? Sure. You know.
Okay. So what you're saying is the Batman is woke.
No, he's the opposite of woke.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, he's the opposite of woke.
Oh, is he cringe? Dude,
he's very Republican.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Batman's a billionaire who spends his days and nights breaking
what
the
he is,
bones
he's,
of petty
he's
thieves.
Young, it's young Batman, man. It's yeah. not old like.
Oh, okay.
Old. It's younger Batman.
Yeah,
it is
he's
younger.
Only been
Batman.
Doing it for like 2 years.
He still spends his time though, and you know, what's that? You smoking some weed? Bam! Break your shit.
Yeah,
and I just feel like whatever. It's whatever. You know, buying Twitter would still be more pathetic. Let's move.
I want to finish my Batman spec script because there's Rick Moranis.
What's the
Rick Moranis plays Batman?
Rick Moranis. Oh, jeez.
Oh, look what's gone on here.
I love Rick Moranis.
Honey, don't know what to tell you, but I'm the Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
That would be a fun one.
Yeah.
That would be a fun one.
Coming soon to basically nowhere.
Straight to DVD.
Honey, I Shrunk the Batman.
Honey, I Shrunk the Batman.
And now I have to become him.
Little Shop of Batman. Little Shop of Batman.
Little Shop of Batman. That is a movie I want to go see.
Done.
A Batman That's musical. A
Done. Writing it now. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Poison Ivy. Well, it's time for group therapy with Psyche. What do you say, Psyche?
Wow. Already?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Already?
That's code for I'm not ready yet.
No, I'm ready. I'm totally excited because I think that this is such a special moment for us because we have Moses back, so the gang's all here, and I think that this is just a perfect opportunity for us all to take a deep breath together. If you're in the car, if you're in the bath, wherever you are, let's all just breathe in and breathe out. Just roll those shoulders back because I know that that's Satan's problem. He always holds the tension in the shoulders.
How'd you know that?
And I know these things. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Moses, how are you really?
Oh, you know, it's I've had some travels.
Yeah.
Up and down. But in the end, I'm around. You know, I'm good. The baby's good. It's good to have the baby around. I'm telling you. The baby's good. And the wife is good. I'm good. Pretty good.
I love that. Satan, how are you really?
You know, it's good. You know, the baby's around. It's good. It's nice to have the baby around. So that's good. And the wife's around. So that's good. So it's good.
Moses, Satan, you have a baby and
I stole it.
Satan has many wives. We didn't know about this.
Lots of buns in the ovens over here. You know, there's only one way to get new congressmen. Hey-o. Frickin' wow. Bird.
And God, how are you really?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Here we go.
Do you really want to know?
That's my job, yes.
I feel like everybody else just glosses over and lies. So everything's going great. Moses' baby is okay. Moses is here. Satan's baby is okay.
God, you have to be the voice. You have to be the voice of the truth. You have to be the voice, the truth
person.
I
feel like everyone everywhere is losing their minds all at once. Okay, that's
nice reference. Oh, interesting.
Nice reference.
That's how I feel. And I haven't seen that movie. But something's in the way.
I mean, how have you not seen that movie? It's so good.
I know, you would think, especially me being everywhere and everything all at once.
Seen it you guys either. Would all love it. All three of you would love it.
Yeah.
So oh, good. Wow. Okay.
It's a movie about being omniscient, right? It's a movie about me.
Yeah.
What is it about?
Cool.
You have to watch to find out.
Okay. So, you know, how am I really the same as I always am, Psyche? Just completely riddled with anxiety, just shitting my pants at the state of the world, blaming myself.
Right.
But, you know, maybe I should stop viewing reality as a problem to be solved and more something to be experienced.
Right. Mm. Right. Right.
A journeyman.
Yeah. That's heavy. That's heavy.
Yeah, that was way heavier than I was expecting.
Well, it's from Soren Kierkegaard, but it's like if you're getting beaten up, don't try to fight back. Just sit there and take it, bro.
Sit there and take
boom,
it, bro.
Boom, boom, 2x4 over the head. You're like, wow, this is an experience. Kierkegaard had a point.
Right, right. Sit there and take it, bro.
You think, but I'm confused. I don't, is the journey taking it? I don't think that's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say experience.
Well, it's about the journey, not the destination.
Yeah.
I have all the platitudes for days that you want. Any sentence you want to spin, I got something.
How have the followers, you know, of the God Pod been reacting recently? Like, have you been feeling frustrated, you know, or happy? Like, what are your feelings towards everything that's been going forward? Are you frustrated? Like,
no.
Are you happy? No, everything's
good. The pod is going well. We're charting higher and higher than we've ever been. We might break into the top 100 soon.
Whoa. Wow. What number are we at right now?
We float between, you know, 140 and 200.
That's amazing. That's some Joker shit right there.
Yeah.
That's some Joker shit right there.
But the closer we get to climbing the top of the mountain, the more scary it is, too. It's like, okay, that's when they're going to come through with their knives out.
And they're going to find your past?
But I think that you can't think negatively like that. You know, you can't go into something negatively like that.
Mm. Mm.
Anyway.
I think we have to be positive.
It's going well. It's just, you know, when things are going well, you know that pretty soon things are not going to be going well.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we have to change
the duality of life. The other shoe has to drop.
We have to change that narrative. No, not always.
Okay.
Not always.
It's just nonstop winning.
I had a friend when I was little. We were best friends. His name was Chad. And Chad would always say when things were going well, he'd always go, well, this won't last long.
And he was a child.
Like, oh my god!
Yeah, he's a child.
Sad.
This was like we were both like 8 years old or something. Oh, 8 or 9.
God. What happened to Chad?
And then we would always be doing stuff. I mean, something would happen, whether you know my football team would win, whatever would happen. We'd kind of get excited, and he'd go, "Well, enjoy it while you can." And you know,
gosh, 8 years old. That's
8 years
so
old.
Funny.
It was amazing. And Chad, I lost touch with him years ago, but the odds of him being around are slim to none.
Oh no, God, that's beautiful, man. But you got some massive future fearing.
I do.
That's yeah. Some, that's we gotta some, work on
that's
that.
Not Joker shit, man. The Joker would never be afraid of the future.
No, Joker's never
Batman?
Afraid of the
Is Batman
future.
Afraid of the future?
Batman constantly afraid of the future.
Yeah. I align more with fear. Batman, and you align more with Joker.
That makes sense.
This is canon.
No, this makes sense. And Batman really holds on to his past.
And Batman is extremely emo, just like me.
And he still like is traumatized over like his childhood
Listen,
traumas.
This
yeah,
is what
Batman has a ton of followers on Facebook as well. And if you...
This is what it means to be, you know, a hero is you're super depressed and getting your ass kicked all the time. And what it means to be the Joker is you're just laughing through everything. So,
yes.
I choose to be more like Joker.
Yeah. Welcome. Moses, where do you land? You worry wart?
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
I've said it before. Come on. I don't care where we talk about Batman characters because I'm still going with Rick Moranis. I'm sorry.
Love it.
I'm sorry.
I love it. I love it. Well, my go-to. I have to say, it's very nice having you back, Moses. It's nice being back in therapy sessions again.
Yeah.
And God, we are going to work on this future fear thing because...
Yeah, do you have any strategies for how to deal with anxiety?
Well, breath work. I'm really... We've talked about this meditation. Just sitting there in your thoughts, closing your eyes, just letting the thoughts go in and out and just taking deep breaths and just relaxing and taking a moment for you where it's all about you and just letting everything go for just even 5 minutes, and it's a game changer.
I'm going to track down Chad. I got to find out what's going on with that guy.
Yeah, you got to see what's going on with Chad. We need an update. We need an update on Chad.
You are not your thoughts, my guy.
You are not your thoughts, exactly.
And that's a quote from Liam Neeson.
Is it really?
No, I have no idea. I'm sure he said it.
You are not your thoughts.
So random.
You are not
I'm
your
sure
thoughts.
He said it.
If you think about me again, I will hunt you down.
He has to have said it at one point in his life.
He would say that, you know.
You just Google Liam Neeson quotes, and Google will be like, wait, what?
He's literally said nothing quotable. All right. God, how you feeling? Give us a whoop whoop if you're feeling great.
Oh, I'm good. Oh, you know, just group therapy. It's just.
Yeah, it's
heavy, tough.
Man.
It's real. It's a lot
I'm
of
trying
emotions.
To do the breathing exercises, okay?
Let's hear it.
Well, no, don't do them now. Do them when
you're
alone.
Oh, it's never the right time.
Hear how he's breathing.
What else besides breathing, Psyche?
What else besides breathing? I think that breathing and meditation is the best. And going in, as soon as you are at home with your thoughts, as soon as you are okay with that, you are not going to fear the future.
What about like being grateful for what you have now?
Yeah,
sure,
good.
But that's not that's really like shit. That's not like fear future. You know,
sure, but
you know,
fuck
shit.
Off, God. That's wrong. I'm in charge. Go do your breathing exercises, God. It's time for Conspiracy
Corner with
Moses. Do your
breathing and meditation. Yes.
Woo!
Oh, this is a moment I've missed so much.
Let me tell you something. This is something I've been looking into. So it's a conspiracy theory, but I also think that it's... Oof. So animals are already close to taking over the planet. Like
Planet
of
the Apes?
Taking over. Yeah, exactly. Mm. There's some element of truth to the Planet of the Apes. Now, in Saudi Arabia and Dubai, basically they're letting tigers and lions into their homes and they're domesticating them.
And bears?
Lions and tigers. Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, my.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, Rick Moranis has a scarecrow. Okay, so the thing is that in America, in Kansas... There are a few, it's like an apartment complex there where they have these animals that are starting to, they're saying that these animals, like the dogs and the cats, are living on their own. Like they're living, no, I'm what? Serious. And people are believing this. There are some few people who believe this.
On their own.
Well, they have like their strays? Own area. Well, strays, but also they're kind
what
of evolving.
They're paying bills. They're watching Netflix. They're working
they're
from home.
Over the world, you know, living in a two-story bungalow.
Shopping for groceries. They're doing
but
laundry.
But in Saudi Arabia and Dubai, they're actually the tigers and the lions are becoming smarter. And they're not so much killing people. They're just like strategizing is what people are saying. So in the next 5 to 6 years,
okay, this
there, are
is
gonna
a shorter
be parts,
one.
There are going to be parts of America that'll be taken over by animals.
Detroit.
Yeah.
There were parts of
well,
Detroit
okay
famously
that,
that were taken over by mountain lions and bears.
Right. But not just like, oh, strays just hanging out and stuff. They're going to be so smart. They're going to be like making decisions. This is going to,
like,
the next 5 to 6
years,
like,
they're going to claim it as their own territories. Not that they're just.
Right. They're not
going
like to just pee
wild.
On it. They're not going to just pee on it like
they're
they used to. Like, this is my territory.
Who came up with this? It sounds like a.
What is this
six,
called?
6 year old came up called? With this idea.
I don't know what the conspiracy called. You know, animals taking over. What do you want? I don't know. I got a title for it.
This one is so new.
Did you
so
make this one up?
Presses.
Is this
no.
one you made up?
No, 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 no.
You go to a
no.
zoo and stare at a lion for too long and you're like, look at him scheming.
Yeah, this guy's smarter.
I'm kind of into it. I could see it. Mm-hmm. I could see it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just confused what they think taking over means? Is there going to be a war, or is it people like, well, we moved out, I guess the dogs can live in this apartment complex?
They're going to be in control. It's going to be in control by fear, because they'll take control of everything and you won't be able to, you know what? It's like Planet
of the
Apes.
You know what? Let's give it a shot. I think that the dogs might actually have a better shot of getting that whole clean water situation fixed.
Right.
Yeah, they love clean water.
They love it.
A lion's policy would be strong, but I wouldn't mind it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the craziest one you've ever presented.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly because how could anybody think that's real?
Yeah, pugs are smarter than a wolf, just to let you know.
Says who? Pug owners.
Still stupid as shit,
is what you're saying.
Well, my dog is actually smarter than a wolf, you know. They say that about pugs.
That's what I imagine pug owners sound like.
Yeah, over time.
It's a great accent.
Over time, this conspiracy corner I see is no longer actual conspiracies. It's just things that Moses is coming up with.
Animals take over. Yeah.
He's trying to be the new Q. Eminon.
I like this. I would love lion being my local state representative.
We had a little poodle who got his toenail stuck in a knitted blanket, and it took like 6 years to get it out. So
that's
he just walked around. He just walked around for 6 years.
5 to 6 years
blanket.
Does feel like a little bit of an under guess. 6 years.
Yeah. What about like 60 years?
No.
Seems more like
what? One old Republican's life cycle? No way. It's going to take...
Well, I'm still waiting for Planet of the Apes.
Well, listen, by definition, a theory is something that there is more evidence to suggest it is true and less to suggest it isn't.
Huh? Ooh. Huh?
I couldn't follow. I'm too dumb.
Moses
but
with
there
the
is
mic
a
drop.
New Jurassic Park movie coming out.
Like if I said to the doctor, I have a headache, he'd say, prove it.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this, Moses.
So you say dogs are going to run the world in 6 years. I will say to you, prove it.
Yeah.
Okay, see you in 6 years.
This is what I noticed. This is the thing that I don't get. There, which animal is the one that's seizing control? You've named so many animals. Is it all of them all at once?
Yeah, and I was confused. Is it only in Saudi Arabia? Or in
Saudi Arabia and Kansas?
It's beginning there in Saudi Arabia, and it's slowly going to start building in America. It's
going to
be a lot of animals. It's like, you know, they're all going to be running it. Now, who's
and then
gonna
it's
be...
going to be, honey, I blew up the animals during Rick Moranis.
Nice.
It all comes back to Moranis.
A there propaganda
Moses
film
finally
about...
saw. Here's the thing. Moses watched Zootopia and he was freaked out. Okay. You got to remember, Moses from a time when they didn't even have TV. And now they're doing this so 3D true. Shit. his ancient brain can't handle
and
it.
And he's like, what the fuck is going on?
All right.
That was a great, I'm in for that one, and I'm here for it. Animals taking over sounds like a real Joker shit plot line.
The animals, nobody cares, but the once you elect the dog as a senator, people lose their minds.
I would love that. It's only, I think, 5 to 6 years is an accurate time frame. At the speed at which things are going, you know what I'm saying? Satan is like, they used to think, oh, climate change, you got 20, 30 years. It's like, no, it's now. It's now. It's over now.
It's now.
You know, yeah, no. We think it's going to be 10 years. Oh, it's now. So maybe there will be a dog senator by the end of the year. I like it, Moses. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. This has been Conspiracy Corner with Moses.
Woo! Conspiracy Corner.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon, give us a review, or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. And when you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. If you don't like ads in your God Pod, no problem, because on our Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. By pledging to our Patreon, you'll also receive exclusive access to our community Discord server, where you can hang out with fellow listeners. There's so much fun waiting for you there. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
Well, it's time for the goddamn news. Do y'all want to talk about some goddamn news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. There was some fun stuff here. There was some stuff that involved you, Satan.
Is the fun stuff the first headline?
Yeah. Why don't you read the first one, Satan? This one's for you.
Okay, fun stuff. James Corden says he'll leave his CBS show next year.
Good riddance.
Oh, wow.
I like him.
Moses, not
a
fan?
I like him a lot.
Not a fan. He's an asshole.
Yeah, wow. I've heard bad stories.
Horrible.
Really? Tell me the bad stories.
He's the nicest guy I've ever met.
Well, I'm glad that he was nice to you.
I want to hear all the stories.
98% of the time, he's an asshole. He is.
You guessed it on that show, didn't you?
I'm glad he was nice to you.
Moses?
What?
He brought you on as
yeah. How? What? What is? How, why is he? Why are you so strong on this, Moses? What? Tell me.
But there's a good friend of mine. There's a good friend of mine who has met him several times.
Is very famous.
I'd say he's famous.
Mm-hmm.
But
Stefani?
He's known of him for a while, and he's just. And I'm sorry, Psyche. I'm sure he's nice to you. I'm sure he has his moments, but just from what I've. Met or what I've okay,
just he's a jerk.
I've met him.
You've met him.
But, yeah, he's okay.
Moses met James Corden. That's the name of the episode.
That's the name of the episode.
Moses met James Corden.
Yeah, this was a few years ago, and it all leading up to this meeting, I heard things about him, and sure enough, they're true. The guy's a dick.
What did he do to you?
It was rude. He was standoffish. I tried to have a conversation with him. He says, looked around and he looked at me in the eyes and he said, I'm not having it right now. And I go, not having
that's
the conversation.
Some Joker shit right there.
Wow.
And he goes, nah. And he walked away. Swear to my friend God.
Well, that's still better than some. The fact that he even had the
insane
courtesy to be like, not having it right now. Still better than Ellen.
But he's always like,
better than Ellen.
Is he mean to people on the show?
Mean to people on the show, behind the scenes. He's
like Ellen.
He's like Ellen, but a little bigger.
They're both Joker-fied.
Yeah.
Well, I know inside of who's taking over, but I can't say it.
Who?
You can't say. She can't. That's legal.
Okay, Rick Moranis.
Can we take guesses and you just go with a noise, tell us if we're getting closer?
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen.
Wow. That was a solid guess.
John Legend. Is there any more members of that family? That's the only.
Well,
guess I
know who was going to take over 4 years ago. Who was in contract to take over once this one was out? But I don't know if he became so famous that now he's not going to do it.
Oh my gosh!
Oh man, are they going to give it to Conan O'Brien?
This is why you listen to the God Pod, folks. It's for breaking Hollywood juicy tips.
Who blew up 4 years ago is so famous. Maybe it's
Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Vin Diesel was so unfamous.
There, I knew it.
You got it.
Vin Diesel,
listen,
I knew it.
I got to say, I don't like James Corden, if only for the invention of carpool karaoke.
I love carpool karaoke.
You're talking to maybe, I knew this was going to trigger Psyche. Look at Psyche. She's a carpool karaoke fiend. She's the one sending the YouTube link to everybody she knows.
Well, wait. So Psyche, you met him. Were you a guest on his show?
No, I was not a guest on his show. I met him.
Was he nice to you?
Very nice.
So he was very nice to you, the hot goddess, but he was very standoffish and rude to Moses, ancient Jew. I see what it is. That.
But what did he say? How did he?
Well, when I met him during a Emmy event. And it was right when he got the job for the Late Late Show.
Oh,
He was just doing a Broadway play and he was just the plus one for his ex-roommate, Dominic Cooper. And I didn't know who he was. And I was like, oh, he's so nice. You know, we were talking or whatever. And he was talking about he was moving here with his wife and he had just had a kid. And I mean, he would never remember me, but he... was super lovely. And then this woman that I have worked with before was on a show called Ray Donovan. And she knew.
Ray Donovan.
So we were there for Ray Donovan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, and he was a super fan of hers, and she was going on the show.
Well, he likes to hear his own voice. I'll say that as well.
Wow. Oh, so Moses is happy about this.
So he's a lot like me, actually. That's
right. Guys, let's remember, the best thing about James Corden was the joke that Ricky Gervais did. Do you remember the joke? When he was like, oh God, I forgot. It was something about him being like a big pussy or something. No, he was talking about, no,
Cats.
That wasn't what it is. Gotta be. It was during Cats or something. Said, it was like one
great
of those
retelling things. Of the jokes. Like he,
it's got to be Ricky Gervais. Yeah, right.
The only difference between James Corden and our lovable Satan here is that Satan is endearing.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks. But once you give me a late night show, I'm literally walking away from every conversation.
The Satan show does have a ring to it.
Do you like Ricky Gervais?
You know, James Corden, he's a pussy. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. It's just a joke. He's just a pussy. It's just a joke. Calm down.
That's my... That's
Ricky Gervais is
Ricky
very
Ricky Gervais
funny.
Is my yeah. number one.
Wait, Satan, are you Ricky Gervais?
Yeah, I'm actually... This is actually me, Ricky Gervais, just putting on an accent. It's
I
me.
Love Ricky Gervais.
He's very funny. He seems like an asshole, but, you know, he wears it well.
Another polarizing figure, just like James Corden. Maybe you'll get the next show, Moses. Moses Povich.
Moses Povich. Povich. I don't know how to read the test.
It makes no sense.
It's definitely going to go to a girl, I think.
Yeah.
A girl, right. Like 18?
So you know who it is.
Well, I know who it was supposed to be 4 years ago.
And
who
are they
was
a girl?
Contract to replace. No.
Can we do one of these things? Ready? Okay, ready? You tell us. But we'll leave this part in and we just delete the name and we all react and don't say anything
okay.
about the name.
Okay.
But Jesus, delete the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
If Jesus deletes the name, I can say it.
This podcast will love this. They'll be trying to guess who
but
the
you,
fuck
but
it could be.
Jesus has to, I will hunt Jesus down if Jesus releases this.
Let's hear it.
Never heard of him.
Don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. And he is. Yes,
I thought it was
do.
A girl.
You can't say anything else.
I thought
you
it was
can't
supposed
say
to
anything
be a girl.
Else.
No, this was 4 years ago. No. This is who was supposed to take it over, contracted. But I knew that so confidently.
Oh, yes,
so,
this man. Yes.
So you guys have
this
to take
person.
That out.
Okay. Wait, well, and then we'll all react now.
I'm gonna send it.
Whoa, really?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Really?
That's Okay.
That's crazy. No way.
Psyche knows so oh, good. Much about the secret goings on in
oh,
Hollywood.
Oh, good. There's the Google link. I can see who the hell you're talking about. There he Yeah, there's
yeah,
that
whoa.
There's
this
that person.
Listeners, this is crazy. This is some Joker
breaking
shit.
God Pod Entertainment news. Well.
Maybe it'll be Jada Pinkett Smith.
Can we move on oh, now? My can God, we move on? Yeah. I feel like I've lost control of the room.
You absolutely have. Joker's here, baby.
Silence.
This is what people love to listen to.
Yeah.
This is Friday. Moses is back. We're partying.
All right.
I'm on my third glass of milk. Bring it on.
It's a lot of milk. It's
damn
not,
straight
it cannot
is.
Sit.
Goddamn right it is. There's more coming.
30 glasses, almost a gallon. That feels like
2%, nothing less.
All right, sorry, God. You could continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that milk laced with anything, Moses?
No, love it's not.
Like
I just,
the milk they drank
I just
in a
love milk.
Orange? No, okay.
I'm throwing back the milk.
Milk, milk plus.
Well, we have lots of stories.
Yeah,
three
we do have a lot
milk
to get
might
to.
Might be the most disgusting I've ever
so,
heard.
What's disgusting?
Drinking three cups of milk in a row? That sounds just so yeah. thick.
Yes, it is. It is.
Moses' bones, though, are solid
you.
Iron.
I'm telling you. I love milk.
I love milk.
Okay. Now I want to make an ad of like a Got Milk ad with Moses. Just like okay, that'll be the cover. There's a cover of the episode. All right. Next story. I'm not going to say the name of who this was because I got confused with the previous segment. So and so person lived in fear of being hit by dangerous fruit. Who am I talking about?
Oh,
Angry Birds.
Yeah.
No, it was being hit. It was Donald Trump.
No, we got it.
So wow. I thought this was a joke, but he was literally
This is one of those things that can slip through the cracks. Trump, there was an interview here where he was talking about, oh no, it was a part of an interview. It was a transcript of a deposition as part of a lawsuit filed by a group of protesters who alleged they were assaulted by Trump security guards in a 2015 campaign rally. The subject of fruit and being and fruit being thrown came up. So who wants to read the role of Dictor in this?
Dictor, I would like Dictor.
Okay, and I'll be Trump.
What does Dictor sound like? Can I just make a guess?
Whatever you want.
Cock.
Cock.
A lawyer. Think of a lawyer.
Okay, and you said if you see someone getting ready to throw a tomato, you just knock the crap out of them, would you? That was your statement?
Oh, yeah. It was very dangerous.
What was very dangerous?
We were threatened.
With what?
They were going to throw fruit. We were threatened. We had a threat.
How did you become aware that there was a threat that people were going to throw fruit?
We were told. I thought Secret Service was involved in that, actually. And you get hit with fruit. It's very violent stuff. We were on alert for that.
Somebody be Trump attorney Jeffrey Goldman.
Moses will do it because I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Who could be Goldman? Let's see. Let's go with the Jew. A tomato is a fruit, after all, I guess. It has seeds.
It's worse than a tomato. It's other things also. But tomato, when they start doing that stuff, it's very dangerous. There was an alert out that day.
Who were you speaking to when you said?
The audience.
So you were speaking to the audience when you said if they saw someone getting ready to throw a tomato, just knock the crap out of them, would you?
That was the audience. It was sort of in jest, but maybe you know a little truth in it. It's very dangerous stuff. You can get killed with those things. I wouldn't have people be ready because we were put on alert that they were going to do fruit. And some fruit is a lot worse than tomatoes are bad, by the way, but it's very dangerous. They were going to hit. They were going to hit very hard.
Wow.
Thanks for sitting through the whole thing. I read it last night. I couldn't believe this was fucking real.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's insane.
You can get killed with fruit.
I came back from 4 months for one line. That was it.
That's all your worth.
You had the opportunity to take Dictor, man. You
that's true. It was out there.
You were silent.
Then I would have had to do two of them. Who else is going to do Goldman?
Well,
I would have done a tasteful Goldman. I want you to know.
I could have done Goldman.
This story is insane, but it's honestly weirdly endearing. It's like hearing a child being afraid of like something ridiculous, like a monster in their closet,
like fruit
falling upwards,
like fruit.
He's going to get his Twitter account back soon. Was the breaking news today? Right?
He is. Is that what they said?
No, I'm just making that up. I just wanted to see your reaction.
Ugh, that'd be so bad for society.
No, they said, so since Monday, they asked Trump, they're like, are you going back to Twitter now that Musk owns Twitter? Or he's going to? And then Trump was like, no, I'm going to stick with Truth Central.
Yeah, right.
He's got this completely failed, yeah, which is total bullshit. Listen, if he says something, you know he's lying. The opposite is true. He's going to go back the very second that he gets the chance. But yeah, I don't know if this whole Elon Musk buying Twitter thing is going to actually happen because...
Yeah, it's actually not set in stone, is it? It's like still some things that need to happen.
Well...
They need to take a vote, but that's...
I think he really, really wants it to happen because let's not forget his ex-partner, the mother of his children, broke up with him and started dating a trans person. So this is how Elon Musk is punishing them. He needs to spend $43 billion and then make it possible to say any kind of hate speech you want. What a coinkydink. But
I don't think that I'm going to totally
back. Oh, yeah, the
back,
timing is just totally random. Sure.
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that I do not believe that he has any animosity towards Grimes doing that. I think that they're actually...
He does have animosity against trans people, though. He has posted several...
Sure, but I'm just saying about Grimes because they literally just had their second baby. So I don't know.
Well,
I'm gonna rebuke that.
What do I know? I'm only fucking God. Anyway,
you don't live in Los Angeles, God. You don't understand these rules.
Go no, that guy.
You're not a celebrity.
Get his ass.
Get him.
All right. I'll give that to you. I don't know. I'm just asking questions here. Okay, I'm just trying to do my research.
I completely understand where you're coming from, but I don't think that there is true animosity with Grimes and
that never
and
happens.
The baby
that a man it's, is angry at his ex.
I really love
no,
to see
but
what
they're
gets,
still together. They're still like together.
No,
I just love. Yeah, I will say I love what makes Psyche angry.
You never know.
We are talking about a billionaire spending $45 billion where he was untaxed before, and $44 billion. Somebody made a bet for $6 billion. Oh, he said, "Oh, if you could prove that I can solve poverty in $6 billion, people did. He said, "I'm not paying up." And the thing that gets how you go is how he feels about Grimes.
I'm a super fan of Grimes. I like her.
You know what? I just this week I got into her music videos, and
she's fun.
I was wrong about her.
Yeah, she's fun.
She's dope. She's really dope.
Yeah.
So that's all I'll say on that.
All right. Well, Satan's a Grimes fan. So
big Grimes fan, and I hate billionaires.
But the funny thing is,
but in a Joker way.
So in the first 2 days that this happened, that he bought Twitter, this was on the last episode, we were actually talking about it as it happened. The news was breaking. People were quite somber.
Wow.
It was a liberal meltdown. And but the shares of Tesla went down $140.
Yeah.
Per share, or 140 points.
But I thought, Tesla sales went up.
No.
Sales.
Listen. Who is the audience of people that is more likely to buy a green car, like a electric car? They're liberals, right? This guy bought Twitter, their holy land, and just yesterday posted something basically saying that he's right wing and that the left is out of their minds. This is the
he's also putting cocaine owner. Back in Diet Coke.
He's what?
You see his tweet that he's putting cocaine back into Diet Coke.
Okay, so he's being very Trumpy, bro, with the tweets. And yeah. They're giving Trump vibes. And that's just scary that the richest human being on Earth is batshit insane and having a
meanwhile, guys,
a midlife
crisis.
Jeff
Bezos is taking Pete Davidson to space after taking him to dinner with Kim Kardashian. So, I mean, I feel like it's just a lose-lose situation
yes,
for
these
everything
things are
right
equal.
Now.
Yeah, I think we're finally realizing philanthropy might not be the answer here.
Well,
right?
But my point is that he has offended half the Americans, and so with his politics and the things that he's tweeting, and those are the people probably more inclined to buy his cars, and just in general. Oh, also, let's not forget that his whole ability to buy Twitter is leveraged against Tesla, which means that you have now taken Twitter and strapped it on Tesla's back as this anchor of toxic failure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going great.
I'm still waiting for my Tesla truck.
It's going great. Keep up the good work, dumbass.
Wonder if it'll ever come.
Also, all the other car companies are coming out with their own electric cars.
Hell
so
yeah.
People have options. So,
yeah, but not fast enough.
No, it's fast
enough. And Psyche's all about speed.
But not fast enough. It'll never happen. They'll never make their own cars.
But
it'll never happen.
Fast
not
at all. At Los Angeles, we never go over 35 miles an hour.
No, I mean, it's not fast enough production.
No, they are.
There's a new one.
This
what's the
happening?
A one? Oh. There's one that's like a new brand that's electric that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. You're wrong. You're that's wrong about that. Psyche.
I don't know. All I'm going to say is this. I had an electric car, okay, that was the first generation of its kind.
It was a Tesla,
hybrid.
Wasn't it?
No. Okay. And it was a hybrid. And it was the worst thing in the entire world. And I took it to the shop. It was in the shop 6 months out of the 7 months that I had it. I'm in the middle of a lawsuit with it. And, you know, just not for me.
So this is that's why you all. Hate it. Don't look up. Okay.
Yeah, not for me.
All right. All right.
Well, you got the first gen.
Give me a diesel.
All I know
give
is that as I stated in the last episode, you never know what's going to happen next, folks. And it doesn't seem to be going too well. And
no,
but
it never does.
I mean, if you want to buy free speech, apparently the cost of free speech was $43 billion.
Yeah.
But Also, just for the record, you cannot have a website where there is absolutely no moderation of hate speech or violence. And the reason for that is because it leads to violence in the real world. So there was a website in the past called 8chan that tried this. And you know what happened? It led to murders. And that website got shut down. So that's why what he's promising will never happen. Let's talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah. She thinks Satan is controlling the church because some people in the church want to help immigrants. See?
Hell yes. Because
the Bible's too woke.
Hell yeah. Oh, Joker shit right there. Helping immigrants is the most Joker's thing you can do.
I still have the hardest time saying Marjorie, right? Marjorie.
Wait, what is
it's a yeah, very she's hard just name.
Come up with your
what
own
happened
name.
With did she what happened with the case? Did she get kicked off the ballot?
Is that still ongoing, isn't it?
It doesn't look Must like be. It's going well because there was also these texts came out where she was calling for martial law.
Mm. Hell
and she
yeah.
misspelled Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Yeah, like we are deep cut Moses.
That's hilarious.
And Jim Acosta like ran up on her and was asking her about it, and she just freaked out, went full Karen on him. So it doesn't seem like it's going well for her. I mean, the Catholic League even slammed her and called her a disgrace for claiming Satan controls the Catholic Church. They demanded an apology. The Catholic League usually
Good
comes
for them.
After. Yeah.
Good for them.
They usually go after atheists. So I guess Marjorie Taylor Greene is an atheist now.
Welcome.
She sounds like her name is Butter. Margarine,
yes. You
know? Yeah, nice freaking burn.
Burn, you sound like fake butter, bitch. Like, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, basic. Okay, yeah, butter, bitch. So let's think about this. She thinks Satan is controlling the church. Satan, are you controlling the Catholic Church?
Yeah, let's hear from the source.
Only if Jesus deletes it. I'll give you the answer and you guys react to it.
Okay.
Okay,
okay, but you have to delete it.
Whoa!
What?
I did not expect that.
OMG.
Yeah, pretty crazy, right, guys?
Wow.
Did I say yes or did I say no?
Wow.
Or did he say maybe? You'll never know.
Only the Joker knows.
Wow.
Joker saying.
I don't know why Joker has such a freaking grip around my throat today, but
he's got you in a chokehold.
I can't believe that Satan knows who's replacing James Corden.
Wow.
Well, that was fun.
It's Pope Francis.
Gang, let's get on to Blessed Might and Second Coming.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
Moses, you go first.
All right, fair enough. I would like to bless everyone here because this was nice to get back to this, have some laughs. Haven't had a few laughs in a while. Definitely needed this. So I really appreciate this, all of you. I would like to smite James Corden. Just because he knows what he did. He knows who he is. Smite. Second Coming. More reveals on this show that we can delete. And, you know, just surprises like that. Anybody got some scoop? Bring it to us. I want more scoops.
Oh, I love that.
I want more scoops.
Well, I get that's a good one. More gossip.
Yeah,
I like
more
gossip hour.
Scoops. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's mine.
All right.
Well, I'd like to bless Moses for being back and bringing the heat, bringing the laughs. I think that we really always need a laugh. I think that that's the best therapy that can happen to every single one of us in this universe.
Absolutely.
Is laughter.
Laughter and milk. Definitely.
That's some Joker shit.
Laughter and milk. That's some Joker shit.
Some Joker milk.
I'm going to smite James Corden for being mean to Moses because no one should be mean to Moses.
Wow. Thank you.
You know, and but I'm like, James, like, let's have a conversation. He doesn't know who I am, but let's have a conversation.
Right.
I would like a second coming of more of Conspiracy Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thrive on conspiracy theories. And I just need more.
I'll go deeper next week. I'll go deep into it.
I need more.
I'll have more time to do that.
I would like to bless the atheist who petitioned schools to ban the Bible in Florida. Well done. Well done. Mm. Nice roll. Very Joker.
That's good.
I would like to smite Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh.
As per usual.
Great, great, great.
And Elon Musk. They're on a tear lately. Second coming. Yeah, more conspiracies that Moses has clearly pulled out of his ass.
That really did feel like you were like, oh, I do this? Oh, okay. Animals are taking over.
I don't think that he did pull out of his ass, though. No. He texted me yesterday to say we're doing this tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I really
so this
didn't
was
pull
totally
it out
planned.
It really was.
I love that one.
I'm kind of okay. I'm like, I wasn't mad at it. Like, you guys got very overwhelmed by it. Yeah.
All right. I would like to do a little bit of a power move right now.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
I want to bless Smite and Second Coming, the Joker.
Jokerification.
It was a little too sexual the way that you said it.
Joker. I'm not saying I'm not into that.
Yeah.
I said he had a tight grip around my neck and I liked it. Come on.
Oh my lordy Christ.
Okay.
Jesus.
All right. Well.
All right.
Very, very
thanks,
good.
Guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Good stuff.
It's time for your new commandment. Thou shalt ban the Bible for being too woke. Telling people to feed the poor and hungry. Really? Feeding the poor and hungry is for soy boy beta cucks. Woke shit. Forgiving people's debts as we forgive their debtors. Really? What if you've already paid back your student loan debts, huh? Woke shit. And what's all this business with wanting people to love one another? Sounds like more woke shit. Well, I say no more. Bible, you've just been canceled. The Lord has spoken.